Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And once again, on a slightly blowy day. Well, I've been blowing a bit in any case over the weekend. It is Jumping In on Manx Radio, your best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. Blow winds and crack your cheeks, rage blow, as Lear might have said. And indeed, what a lot of weather we have been having as half-term week is upon us. So what's been blowing out of your speakers this week, H? Or is it just a blow that your local is out of draft?
Ah, yes. Well, lots of great new releases heading our way. I'm delighted to say some really good stuff, as is often the case. I've got something from the kitchen, you might say, with some old boys, but my word, they're sounding good. I'm going back to the schoolroom for a blast from the past, which is rather nice, and some Naked Truth.
And for me, well, we reflect on a French trio where Messiaen about with scales were in the garden, and to kick off, perhaps aptly for some parts of the UK, here's Whiteout.
Thank you.
Right Out from drummer Jared Schoenig and his big band. Two Takes Volumes 1 and 2 is his debut release, and the New York-based drummer and composer Jared Schoenig, who can regularly be heard either as the house drummer on Annette Cohen's Anzik label or indeed in the pit of a Broadway show where he's equally at home. Two Takes is a double album with his quintet on the first disc, and the second is the same set of original tracks by him, but given big band treatment from some of the top arrangers in the field. Alan Ferber, Jim McNeely, Mike Holober, Miho Zama, Darcy James Argue, Lawrence Hobgood, Brian Crock and John Diverse, all of whom we have featured on the show here, and with some top soloists in the band too, including Charles Pillow, Quinson Natchoff and Donnie McCaslin on the sax section, Scott Weldnolt and Jonathan Powell in trumpets, Marshall Gilkes on trombones, Adam Birnbaum on piano and Nia Felder on guitar, and of course Jared on the drums. Both albums are refreshingly different and stand out in their own rights, and as a debut I'd say, well, future bodes well for Mr. Schoenig.
Yes, we were just talking as we were listening to that, and it is the number of artists around, and they are all so good, and it is, I don't know whether it's the modern availability to actually record more of this music now and platforms like Bandcamp, whether it's getting old, whether it's a mixture of the two, I don't know, but there are so many people around now, and you think, again, so many of the sectors, whether it's in Denmark, whether it's in Poland, whether it's in Britain, whether it's in Spain, whether it's in Italy, they all seem to have highly active jazz communities. And the number of names coming forward producing cracking music, unbelievable. And like I said, any of this concept of jazz was dying or jazz was dead, not that I ever thought for a moment that was true.
Globalisation age, the world is shrinking by
well,
the
yeah,
internet.
Well, yeah, there is a great truth in that as yeah. well. Speaking of which, Naked Truth, I said there was going to be some Naked Truths in this, and indeed, there are. Avishai Cohen's latest, I've been really enjoying this one in the car and indeed at home. Some really quite meditative music, I would say, in places, and none the worse for that. Really enjoyed it, and probably better to sit at home and listen rather than play in the car, if you know what I mean, that sort of music. Let's happen to this one anyway, part two. Thank you. Lovely stuff, that Avishai Cohen's latest on ECM, which I think is either just out or out shortly. It reminds me very much of sort of John Taylor in places, that one searching, sort of yearning quality to the music. Avishai describes the album as the outcome of a 2-year meditation. I'd been sitting with the main motif of Naked Truth since the start of COVID, he says. The 8-note motif you hear at the start of part two. That was it. It was the beginning of the whole process. You can see where he might have come from. And he says, it hasn't been haunting me exactly, but accompanying me through the whole period of COVID. And everything that I came to assemble for the album revolved around those 8 notes and all the possibilities within them. There with his long-term associates, Jonathan Avishai, and also the Barak Mori and drummer Ziv Ravitz. Great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff indeed. And I should clarify, that's Avishai Cohen, the trumpet player, not his namesake bass player.
Correct.
Both of whom we've guested on the show before. Next from me now, a drummerless trio of three of the best French jazz musicians currently living in New York, who surprisingly had never actually played together before this session. Guitarist Michael Valigneux, saxophonist Jean Boutelier, and bassist Clovis Nicholas. We have had him on before, but here they are with Miroir, taken from their recent release, Three of a Kind. Thank you. Very nice indeed. Miroir from Three of a Kind. Lovely album this. Even when we're robbed of the driving force of percussion, the three have a charm and an intimacy. It's like listening in on a private conversation, yet it still manages to swing, I think.
It does. Again, it sort of reminded me, it's quite often you listen to music and it's reminiscent, isn't it? Angel Song, the wonderful one with Kenny Wheeler.
Yeah,
yes, definitely had vibes of that about it in times. It's sort of, as you say, a quiet, a gentle swing about it. Yeah, most enjoyable. Really enjoyed that. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H. All the best in modern and contemporary jazz, just having a sift through some new releases and, yeah, a blast from the past as well. It's good to go back. You forget sometimes. Some albums you think, God, that's good. Then you find it's something you actually have had in your collection or something that's 30, 40 years old. If it stands the test of time and still feels as fresh as paint, you know it's good. One such is this one. I was reading it was on a list of 100 albums, jazz albums, that shook the world. I went to look for it and I didn't have it. I might have it in vinyl. Got it on CD eventually to have a listen again. Gosh, it does still sound good, this. terrific stuff, and going back in the day, as they say. And this was inspired by, I think it was the Jazzwise, the 100 album, jazz albums that shook the world. Wynton Marsalis, Black Codes from the Underground. I might have it in vinyl. Must have got to dig out again and see. And as I say, still sounding as fresh as paint to my ears. And that always is a great sign of an album which is standing the test of time. And some of them you go back and you think, yeah, okay, back in the day, but that you can sort of tell they're from a certain time. Whereas I would argue, I think, that one still sounds pretty good, albeit it was recorded back, I think, in the, just looking for a date on it, the early 1980s, mid-1980s, 1985, that was. Kenny Kirkland, I think, on piano on that. Jeff Tane Watts at the drums, as he was known. And, of course, Wynton Marsalis taking the duties on trumpet. Still going strong, and again, one of those massive crossover artists who's had almost as much success in the classical world, doing classical stuff and indeed producing and sort of doing musicals and all sorts, as he has in the jazz world. And still, I'm happy to say, going strong. Haven't seen him for a long time. I'd love to go and see him live again in a small group setting like that. I think that featured the great Kenny Kirkland as well on piano. Sadly, no longer with us. Wonderful stuff.
Very little stuff on recorded of Kenny, really. Great, great loss. Funny you say that. I've got that on vinyl for sure. And I also have a Branford album, one of the first he did, which is called Scenes in the City. Which I had on cassette, and I got that recently on CD as well. Still worth a listen. Next, now, pianist and composer, talking about classical, and ornithologist Olivier Messiaen passed away at the age of 84 back in 1992, but not without leaving a legacy of his work. Noted for the use of mystical and religious themes, but also for his unique use of harmony and of scales. Birds from Another Planet is a 7-part suite for big band from Polish composer and conductor Piotr Scholz. I've been enjoying this so much the last year or so, with each part based on a symmetrical scale defined by Messiaen, but obviously interpreted in a jazz style. Here's the 5th movement, Maudit Vie. Piotr Schutz and a great Polish big band there with Moody 5 from his seven-part suite Birds from Another Planet. And no, I'm not going to attempt 17 different Polish names.
Very wise.
But the guitar soloist we heard there was David Kostka, who we have had on before. Great album. This really, I've been enjoying this in the car quite a lot. See if you can dig it out. Birds from Another Planet, Piotr Schutz.
These names are somewhat easier to say. Billy Harper on tenor, Donald Harrison on alto, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, George Cables on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, the great Billy Hart on the drums. Look out! It's the Cookers.
Oh, Hi, this is Dave Holland. I just want to let you know you're listening to Manx Radio. The show is Jumping In with Chris and H. Hope you enjoy it. Keep listening.
Bit from Hiromi's latest, the Silver Lining Suite. Don't know if it's entirely representative. As you can gather, it's with a string quartet, but there's lots of much jazzier sections in between. Proper third stream stuff. I suppose it's Marmite. You love it, you hate it in some cases, but I've actually been enjoying it the more I've been listening to that one done during lockdown with a Japanese string quartet. And before that, the wonderful Cookers. Yes, average age, oh, I don't know, late 60s, I thought. Wonderful stuff with a track called Somalia from their latest album. Look out.
Look out, indeed. Well, that's about it for this week's show, but we've just time to tell you that next week's will feature the first of our interviews from last year's London Jazz Festival with pianist and composer Catherine Winfield,
yeah,
when we
caught up
with her backstage at Ronnie Scott's. For now, we leave you with a track from pianist, vocalist and composer Rachel Eckroth, whose debut album on Rainy Days Records has been grabbing the attention of the jazz press, with a great band including her husband Tim Lefevre on bass, Christian Newman on drums, Austin White on synth, Nia Felder on guitar, and Andrew Krasnikov and Donnie McCaslin on saxes. Not forgetting Rachel on piano. The album is called The Garden, which might need a bit of work after this weekend. Here's Dracania. See you next week.
Don't get blown away, people.
Bye for now.